Jabba's Palace, Tatooine.
TC-70 almost pushed Dooku along the passage to the throne room. It was just a brief touch in the small of the back, the subtlest of shepherding movements. But from a protocol droid, it was the equivalent of grabbing a guest by the scruff of his neck and dragging him. It warned Dooku of the rage to come when he stood before Jabba. TC-70 showed all the signs of a droid that had been threatened and made afraid. That intrigued Dooku. It almost distracted him from the crisis that faced him now, but as the knowledge might come in useful one day, he made a mental note to return to it and gently pry the story out of TC-70. Motivating the reluctant was often Dooku's task. He collected the finer points of the skill. The doors parted, and Dooku walked into the throne chamber, now littered with Jabba's entourage. They sat or stood in silence, looking not at one another, but at the floor. It was silent in the way that a kitchen with a sealed steam pot about to explode on the range was silent. Rage simmered on the dais. Jabba obviously needed his displeasure to be seen. Dooku had now gained the measure of hot power displays. TC-70 began his preamble.
Glorious Jabba is losing patience, and he demands...
Thank you, TC, Dooku said. I'll address Lord Jabba direct, to better show my respect for his culture and language.
My son,
Jabba spat.
My son is still missing. I demand to know what your useless minions are doing about it. You should execute them and buy better ones. I wouldn't tolerate such incompetence in my servants.
Ventress wouldn't have liked that comparison. Dooku lowered his head slightly. Deferential postures worked wonders.
My droid army is about to capture Skywalker and rescue your heir. This would have been over by now, but I gave strict instructions that nothing was to be done that would cause the slightest harm or distress to little Lord Rotter. So, the operation is being handled delicately. This is not some Republic hostage extraction where the security forces go in with all blasters blazing and end up killing hostages.
That wouldn't be lost on Jabba. The Republic had seen a run of botched hostage rescues lately, and Dooku wasn't lying. A dead Rata would do him no good now. It had to be handled with care. Jabba hadn't calmed down, but he hadn't blown his top either. Dooku could still retrieve the situation.
My son looked ill when Skywalker seized him. Is he even still alive? Because if he isn't, then I will.
He's alive, Lord Jabba. I have reliable and current intelligence. Skywalker tried to escape from Teth with your son, but he was stopped with no harm to Rotta. He's now trapped. He has no army, and he has nowhere to run.
Jabba leaned forward a little.
Count Dooku, you're no fool, and neither am I. Do you think that once I knew my son was on Teth, that I wouldn't monitor the sector? I have my sources. And my sources say that Republic forces are on their way to support Skywalker.
Yes, Dooku should have guessed that much. He affected a tired patience, as if Jabba was stating the obvious.
Not that I'm complacent, Lord Jabba, but Skywalker and a company of his elite infantry failed to deal with my army. Their fleet, if they have a fleet, will be easily neutralized. I have more firepower in orbit around Teth than the Republic can muster.
I asked myself a question,
said Jabba, changing tack in a worrying way.
I asked why Skywalker would kidnap my child.
Jedi have a bad habit of seizing children, my lord. They're all taken from their families.
Jabba swept over the point, oblivious.
Why would Skywalker not realize that taking Rota would only get my cooperation until I had my son back? And that I'd do everything I could to destroy the Jedi, the Republic, and anyone who so much as smiled in their direction. Did he think he could hold him hostage forever?